Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. What a day yesterday in the city of New Orleans. What a fantastic day. The city was so alive. Tom Brady and the Patriots came to town. And wow, what a game. The Saints looked like they were gonna blow out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What'd they go up 23-7? I mean, they were whooping them. But then Brady and the Bucs came back and they took the lead. And it looked like the Saints collapsed. But then the Saints were able to come back without their starting quarterback. Looks like Jameis Winston is going to be out for a while.
Oh.
And Trevor Siemian led the Saints to victory. And just being in the city, I mean, first and foremost, before the game, Coleman and I, we were at Vintage Rock Club.
Yeah, we were.
Big pregame party. Boy, that place rules. They play our music. They're the only nightclub in New Orleans that cranks rock and roll. They literally are. And boy, did we have a good time.
From what I could remember.
But then the game was so great. And then after hanging around the city, the bars were rocking, the restaurants. I mean, nobody was wearing a mask. I mean, it was almost like pinch me. This is how life was over a year and a half ago, and what a win!
And the weather.
Beautiful.
The weather was nice, and then we got a mixed bag. We got the Saints crowd with the Halloween crowd mixed in, so you see some jerseys walking around. Then you see some zombies walking around, some ghosts. The women with their sexy nurses' outfits were walking around. The bartenders were great at Vintage Rock Club, dressed like witches. Oh, it was great with the fishnets.
Yeah, such a great day, and on top of it was Halloween, too. But it was such a big win for the Saints. And now the big question is, what do they do next week? I mean, Taysom Hill will be back. He's QB2. But do you just start Taysom Hill? Or do you keep Taysom Hill in his role and you start Trevor Siemian? Because he showed you yesterday he can get the job done.
Now, why do you think Ian Book didn't see any time? Why did they go with Trevor Siemian and they just got Ian Book? I thought Ian Book was going to try to carry the legacy on whenever Jameis Winston.
They drafted Ian Book out of Notre Dame, and evidently Coleman, Sean Payton, doesn't think Ian Book is ready.
I'm not one to question Sean Payton.
No,
I was just curious.
Evidently, that's the case. But boy, you know, Trevor Siemian started some games for the Denver Broncos in his career. But boy, did he save the day yesterday or what?
Yeah. Once again, we was talking about this last week, how torn I was as far as, you know, picking for King of the Bayou. Should I go with my hometown heroes, the New Orleans Saints, or should I go with Tom Brady? Because how could you bet against Tom Brady? But once again, and we talked about this early in the season, the Saints are one of those anomaly teams. They can beat Tom Brady. They can beat Aaron Rodgers. But you send them to Carolina somewhere with some no-name quarterback, and they struggle with this. Like, why do they always show up when you least expect it, and why don't they show up when they're supposed to? Like, the Saints always do that to me.
Yeah, Tom Brady now in his 2 years with Tampa Bay has never beaten the Saints in the regular season.
Never.
He is 0-3. The Saints have beaten Tampa Bay in the regular season 6 times in a row. It was just that playoff game last year.
Well, Roy says, Good morning, gentlemen. Now that the Saints have won such a tremendous win yesterday, maybe Gail Benson is feeling good, and she'll say yes to John and go on a date with him.
Hey, Roy, from your text, you know, to God's ears and eyes.
What do you think Gail Benson dressed up as for Halloween yesterday?
I don't know.
I keep up with those things.
I don't think Gail was wearing a costume. I don't think anyone has seen Gail Benson in a Halloween costume. She just dresses like Gail Benson. That's fine for me, Coleman.
Yes, it is. Look, what's funny is every time you say her name, your cheeks start to get like you really get flustered whenever you say her name or you think about it. It's crazy. Like you really like this woman.
Mm. I just hope at some point in the near future her security will let me get at least close enough to her to we could hang out.
At least take a selfie.
But what a day yesterday was in the city of New Orleans. What a day. And the fact that the Saints beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it was just such an awesome day in this city. You know, we used to have days like yesterday a lot. And then the damn virus came. And for over a year and a half, this was not the city that we all know and love. But yesterday it was. It was back.
So everything's looking good for holidays and Mardi Gras.
And Coleman, just again, after the game, downtown New Orleans, I mean, it was just, and I'm sure uptown was too, and I'm sure the Bywater, and I'm sure everywhere, it was just alive.
But here's the million-dollar question, John. Now that the city's going back to normal and things are looking good, are they going to open the dining areas for your favorite restaurants? Because you had trouble getting to some of your favorite food because you're between cars and you couldn't go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, there's a few of the favorite places that I love here in the city of New Orleans that I love to eat. Their dining rooms have been closed. You could either just go in and in some of them, you couldn't even go in the dining room. The only thing open was the drive-thru. But in a few other restaurants, you could only go in, get it to go, take out, and then leave. They weren't letting anybody sit inside the restaurant. Hopefully that, I got to start checking them out. Hopefully that'll be back to normal too.
Just in time for the holidays.
But boy, what a win by the Saints. What a big win. And then coming up on the Big O, I'm going to ask you, do you think Taysom Hill should start next week? Because he's QB2. Or do you think Taysom Hill should remain in his Swiss Army knife role and Trevor Siemian should be the starting quarterback for the Saints as we move on now? Because they're looking good, and it looks like we're not going to have Jameis Winston. Boy. I just thought yesterday was a fantastic, amazing day in the city of New Orleans. Days like we used to have, a day like we haven't had in a while, in a long time, and hopefully more days like tomorrow are here, are in the future.
I'm telling you what, this is like call your own defense on the field. Denny's at 2 a.m.
Want to go to Denny's at 2 a.m. with Sean Payton?
Hey, I've been to Denny's at 2 a.m. several times in my life. Never with Coach Payton. But, But just feeling great on a Monday morning. I can't remember the last time I felt this good on a Monday morning. I mean, just the city yesterday, it was New Orleans again. It was New Orleans. All right, hang out with us. We have a lot to get to. And yesterday, this past weekend, people could legally bet in Harrah's in the sports book room here in New Orleans could legally go in and bet a few dollars on a game.
Cha-ching.
What was our Bobby Hebert from our sister station, WWL, the former Saint, the legend in this town. He made the first bet. Bobby Hebert was, and he won because he bet $1,100 on the Saints against Tampa. And then that money that he won went to the Second Harvest Food Bank. How cool was that? Hang out with us. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you on a great Monday morning, if there is such a thing, here in the city of New Orleans. Yesterday was a great day in our city as the Saints beat the Super Bowl champions here in the Caesars Superdome. And the city, before the game, after the game, was rocking. It was like it used to be. Just, oh, it's just awesome. And I know it stinks that the Saints quarterback, Jameis Winston, hurt his knee. And it looks like he's going to be out for a while. But what a great job by Trevor Siemian coming in and saving the day. And the Saints defense, well, the Saints defense has been good for the last couple of years. The Saints defense has been playing well, although it looked like they blew that big lead they had yesterday. But then they were able to come back and win the game. And just the city walking around the downtown New Orleans yesterday after the game, it was like it used to be. It was like we remember it.
It's funny. It was Halloween and people were dressed in costumes, yet that felt normal because that's how New Orleans is. Somebody would dress up in a costume on Bourbon Street on a random Tuesday in the middle of August.
Yeah, Halloween could be any day here in New Orleans. But the fact that Halloween yesterday, October 31st, the Super Bowl champs came into New Orleans and the Saints beat them. Beat him with QB3.
That's scary.
Yeah, beat him with Brady, yeah. Beat him with a third string quarterback. And boy, it just felt great yesterday. It really did. Because these last 19 months here in this city with the virus and the pandemic, I mean it's the lowest of times. And then yesterday happened. I mean, Coleman, we had a great time before the game. We were at the pregame party, Vintage Rock Club, right down the street from the Superdome, and love that place.
Yeah,
it's the only club that I know of that cranks rock music. They play our music.
They have a lot of big screens in there, so you can watch the music videos and the game at the same exact time. So you're watching the plays, and in between plays, they'll play some classic rock. And I felt like an idiot because I've seen a lot of people wearing togas and stuff like that, and it didn't dawn on me. It took out a traffic guy, Josh, to tell me, oh, they're doing the toga party because of the Caesars Superdome. They're going to dress like Caesars. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know why it took so long for me to put those two together. Like, people are wearing togas because it's the Caesars Superdome. Duh.
Yeah, before the game, they had a big toga party right next to the Superdome at Champion Square. And that's why, Halloween. So, I mean, a toga is always a good Halloween costume.
Especially if you're going commando.
But, boy. It was just such a great day. You wish every day could be like yesterday. And man, they got out to a big lead, and it looked like they were going to blow them out. What, they were up 23-7. It looked like they were going to blow them out. And then all of a sudden, Tampa Bay comes back and takes the lead. So some dude for Tampa who was a track star at LSU but never played football at LSU catches that long touchdown pass where the Saints defense broke down and he was wide open. And then you're like, oh, no. At the end of that game, you're like, no. But then the Saints were able to come back and win the game. Boy. And look, we're about halfway through the season, and who knows what's going to happen the rest of this season. But, man, Saints are fighting, showing you they got guts. And did you see after the game, the celebration in the locker room? So many of the Saints were dancing, including Jameis Winston on one leg. He was a one-legged dancer yesterday after the game in the locker room.
Yeah, that's not going to exacerbate anything, any previous injuries.
Boy, oh boy. We do the Big O segment a little after 7 o'clock every morning. So that's coming up. And I'm going to ask you, I mean, who do you think should start at quarterback next week? Is Taysom Hill QB2? Should he start and play the whole game? Or should, because he's going to come back next week from the concussion. Or should Taysom Hill remain as the Swiss Army knife? And Trevor Siemian should start the game next week.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the third season in a row where the lead quarterback has to be removed for some reason? Like it was Drew Brees the last two seasons, whether it's his thumb or something like that, and now it's Jameis Winston in his knee. It seems like every mid-season Saints game for the last three seasons, the QB had to sit out and let somebody else start for him.
Yeah, well, Coleman, it's the NFL. Injuries are a part of the game, and that's just how it's gone. You know, but the fact is that we had this guy, that Sean Payton had this guy ready to go, Trevor Siemian. And if you're wondering about Trevor Siemian, he was drafted by the Denver Broncos in the last round, in the seventh round of the 2015 draft. Trevor Siemian won a Super Bowl ring. He was a backup to Peyton Manning in Denver. And he got his chance to start and played a few games in Denver. He's also played with Minnesota and Carolina and Tennessee and the Jets. I mean, he's been all over the place as a backup. He comes here as a backup. And then with the injury to Jameis Winston, there was his chance to come in and play yesterday. And he got the job done.
Hopefully he could be like Aaron Brooks and just take over and wild out and show what he can really do.
Well, you want him to be better than Aaron Brooks.
Of course, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Just a fantastic day, not only here in the city of New Orleans. That's just where I was, what I saw with my own eyes, but all over the region, people were excited to have such a great win, a great Saints win over the Super Bowl champions on Halloween here in New Orleans. 2 days after they dropped the mask mandate. Just a boy, like I said, this city was like we know it and like we love it yesterday, and it's been a while. It really has, and boy, does it feel good. There are a few other things we're gonna get to on the show this morning, but obviously today we just have to we have to celebrate what happened yesterday in our city, and boy oh boy, I can't remember the last time I felt this good on a Monday morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Such a happy Monday morning after everything that happened in the city of New Orleans yesterday. The only bad news, a little bit of bad economic news, the bottom has fallen out of the pumpkin market. Although it is the day after Halloween, it happens every year. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And you know, our radio station is up here right next to our sister stations. And one of them is WWL Radio. And they're the official New Orleans Saints radio station. And I was talking to a few of the WWL guys after yesterday's Saints win over the Super Bowl champions. And I asked them, where would you put yesterday's win? When in the history of the New Orleans Saints organization, where would you rank that win? That win is up at the top. I mean, obviously the Super Bowl win, the NFC Championship game win, and the win over Atlanta in the return to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. Those are the biggest wins the New Orleans Saints ever had. The win yesterday was right there with those, was right below those. I mean, if you think about the history of this team, beating Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champs with a third string quarterback with QB3, amazing. I just named the three bigger wins that the Saints have had in their history other than yesterday. But I would put yesterday's right below those three.
All right, well, going forward, do you think with QB1 being out that almost any win we have is nothing short of a miracle? You know, we don't have Michael Thomas. Will Lutz is out. You know, we're pretty much playing with scraps. We're putting a glued together team at this point, right?
That's the other thing. I mean, when you saw some of those guys yesterday, like that one guy that came out of the backfield and caught the touchdown pass from Trevor Siemian, it's like, who's that? Never saw him before. You know, I mean, there were guys out there that, you know, and I follow the Saints. I'm a fan. I pay attention. It's like, wait a minute, who the hell is that?
Like create a player from Madden or Tecmo Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, it shows you that the Saints have depth. You know, Lutz is out for the year, so get used to that rookie kicker Brian Johnson. Michael Thomas, I don't know if he's going to be back next week for the Atlanta game, but he should be back for the game after that. And that should help. The big question is, and we're going to ask you this in a few minutes this morning on the Big O, who do you want to see start at quarterback next week? Do you want to see Taysom Hill? He'll be back from his concussion. Or would you rather see Taysom Hill stay in his Swiss Army knife role and have Trevor Siemian start, because he showed you yesterday he could get the job done?
Since you're having such a great Monday, John, I have to ask, you must have did well on fantasy as well, right? You enjoyed the city, just being out in the city, being a socialite. You enjoyed the game. You seem to be floating on cloud nine. So I'm also assuming you did pretty well in fantasy.
Well, Coleman, nobody cares about anybody else's fantasy team.
Okay.
Nobody cares about anybody else's fantasy team.
I can
promise you that.
That sounds to me like you didn't do too well in fantasy.
I won.
Oh, well, never mind.
I won my fantasy game. But the city was so great yesterday. It was like it used to be. Walking around New Orleans before the game, you know, we go to the pregame party at Vintage Rock Club. We're having a blast over there. And then watching the game and how the Saints took a big lead, and it looked like they blew the lead. They did blow the lead. But then they came back after blowing a big lead, and they beat Tom Brady.
I have a confession to make. I did pick Tampa Bay to win on King of the Bayou.
Oh.
So did I.
But I'm up by five. I'm in the lead by five, so whatever I did right, I'm still doing. I woke up this
You're
morning.
In the lead by five?
I'm in the lead right now in King of the Bayou by a whopping 5 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm floating on cloud nine, too, this Monday morning. Doesn't feel like a Monday, right?
We'll talk more about that later. King of the Bayou, you if you're listening and you haven't signed up yet, you could still sign up and pick the most winners in the NFL games each week and win $50 to go enjoy at Zapardo's Family Market in Metairie. I mean, we it's our King of the Bayou football pool. It's where we pick all the NFL games, and no point spreads, just pick the winners. Yeah, there were a bunch of upsets yesterday, including the Saints game. But it was just so awesome. And then after the game, the bars, and there were no masks. And I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, it was like, pinch me. This is the way New Orleans used to be.
And the female Halloween costumes.
Yes. Show them if you got them. When it comes to women on Halloween. I mean, flaunt it if you got it. That seems to be... Halloween. Just a great, great time yesterday. But that win, right after the Super Bowl win, the NFC Championship game win to get to the Super Bowl, and the win over the Atlanta Falcons when we returned after Hurricane Katrina to the Superdome, those were the three biggest wins in Saints history. Yesterday, I think, might have been number four. I really do. Beating Brady with QB3. And coming up next, it's the Big O, and I'm going to ask you, who should start a quarterback next week? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh. Oh.
And after yesterday's big win for the New Orleans Saints, beating the Super Bowl champs, beating Tom Brady, and as we mentioned earlier, you know, you think about the biggest wins that the New Orleans Saints have ever had. I mean, the Super Bowl is the biggest win, and then the NFC Championship game before the Super Bowl. That's right there. The win over the Atlanta Falcons in the return to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina, that's up there. And this one is right up there behind those. You beat the Super Bowl champs with our third string quarterback. And that's what I wanted to ask you this morning on the Big O. It looks like Jameis Winston messed up his knee pretty bad and won't be playing for a while. Taysom Hill will return next week from his concussion. But then you've got Trevor Siemian, who got the job done yesterday. So I wanted to ask you, who do you think should start at quarterback in 6 days when the Atlanta Falcons come to town? Do you think Taysom Hill is QB2 and Taysom Hill should go in there and he should be the guy? Or do you think keep Taysom Hill as what he is, the Swiss Army knife, and start Trevor Siemian? I would think the Saints would be okay in either of those situations.
Now, you said Trevor Siemian got the job done, but how much was QB3 playing and how much was Tom Brady beating himself by throwing picks?
Well, the Saints defense played great, Coleman, and the Saints defense has been playing great for the last couple of years. The Saints defense has done real well, even though there was a part of that game yesterday where it looked like when the Saints had the big lead, what, 23-7 they were up, and then Tampa came back and took the lead. But then the Saints came back, got the lead back, and the defense held their ground. Look, yesterday you could say Siemian and the defense, or the defense and Siemian. But the fact that they had Trevor Siemian ready to go, again, he started for a little bit in Denver. He's played on a few different teams, but he came in. And he got the job done for a guy that hasn't played very much football in a while. Very impressive.
It seems like we've been going through this for the past three seasons, whether it was two seasons ago where Bridgewater had to come in because Drew Brees injured his thumb, or last year when Drew Brees was out because of a collapsed lung and all that. You had the combination of Hill and Winston, and now this year, once again, our starting QB is out mid-season. It seems like we go through this for the last three seasons. We've gone through the same thing. Even at the beginning of this season, when Drew Brees retired, we were wondering who's going to be our quarterback. And now here we are mid-season. We're asking the same question. Who's going to be our quarterback? We seem to ask that question mid-season for the last three seasons.
Well, that's where we're at now. But think about it. Before that, Coleman, there wasn't an issue with the quarterback position for a decade. Over a decade.
That's true.
There wasn't even there was no questions. There was nothing. Here's Drew Brees, but this is the situation the Saints are in now. I'll be honest with you. I think the Saints should start Siemian and keep Taysom Hill as Taysom Hill. Have him come in sometimes, play a little bit of quarterback, and have him come in and play over here, play over there. The Swiss Army knife. That's what he does. Or do you think Taysom Hill should have the job as the starting quarterback as we move into the second half of the season? That's why if you're listening, I want you to text us, 504-260-9595. Keep your text short, only one or two sentences.
Well, we have to appreciate Taysom Hill's team mentality, because we all know he wants to start. We all know he wants to have his own team, but yet he's like, you know what, if the team wants me in whatever role, that's the role I'm going to play, and he doesn't complain about it. Because he mentioned during the offseason, how he wants to be a head quarterback, whether people feel like he has the skills or not, that's what he wants to do. But if the coach says, no, we need you to do this and do that and the other, he's willing to say, okay. So if next Sunday, Hill has to take a back seat to Trevor, he'll do it, and he won't complain. He'll just do his job, even though I know he wants to lead a team.
Of course he wants to be QB1. That's what he wants.
Yep, but he's willing to take a back seat to what he wants to do what he needs to do to help the team.
But that's why I wanted to get your take on this. On this happy Monday morning after such a big win yesterday. I mean, who should start 6 days from now? Who should start in the Dome against the Atlanta Falcons? Look, Trevor Siemian got the job done.
This text says, can you please discuss Sean Payton's bonehead time management at the end?
Well, I don't know if it was that. If it was that boneheaded, I think yesterday's win, to be honest with you, you got to give Sean Payton a lot of credit for yesterday's win, for having Trevor Siemian ready to go.
Well, Mark Amandibus says, start Sim, throw in a few plays to Hill, and get Cam Newton today.
You know, I heard people talking about that after the game yesterday. Cam Newton is still unemployed. He's hanging around someplace. And I heard some people say the Saints should contact Cam Newton. But right now we got Trevor Siemian and we got Taysom Hill. And, you know, I know they drafted their quarterback out of Notre Dame last year, Ian Book,
yeah,
and who was really good in college. Evidently, though, Sean Payton doesn't think he's ready right now.
Yeah, and that's what this text says. It says you keep Siemian at QB and Taysom Hill at his spot and get another QB to back up Siemian. But why wouldn't Ian Book be able to back up Siemian? But like you just said, maybe Sean Payton just feels like he's not ready, and I guess this texter must feel the same way about Ian Book. If we have to find somebody to back up Siemian that's not Ian Book, maybe we still don't have that much faith in Ian Book as a even a backup quarterback. Wow.
Yeah, text us. And, again, please never text while you're driving. But if your text is good, we will read it coming up on the show. It's just such a happy Monday morning. And I mean, it stinks that Jameis Winston hurt his knee and he's going to be out for a while. But who starts on Sunday for the Saints? I mean, Siemian got the job done. If you start him, you could still use Taysom Hill in all the different roles that we're used to seeing Taysom Hill in. 504-260-9595. Again, if your text is good, keep it short. We'll read it coming up next on the show. In this morning's Big O. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. For his last meal, Oklahoma death row convict John Marion Grant ordered 2 bacon cheeseburgers, a gallon of ice cream, a large bag of barbecue-flavored potato chips, a package of Nutter Butter cookies, and 2 liters of Mr. Pibb. Doctors say that would likely have been his last meal, even if he hadn't been executed. Hey, coming up next, your texts on who should start at quarterback. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
And after yesterday's big win for the New Orleans Saints, beating the Super Bowl champs, beating Tom Brady, and as we mentioned earlier, you know, you think about the biggest wins that the New Orleans Saints have ever had. I mean, the Super Bowl is the biggest win, and then the NFC Championship game before the Super Bowl, That's right there. The win over the Atlanta Falcons in the return to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina, that's up there. And this one is right up there behind those. You beat the Super Bowl champs with our third string quarterback. And that's what I wanted to ask you this morning on the Big O. It looks like Jameis Winston messed up his knee pretty bad and won't be playing for a while. Taysom Hill will return next week from his concussion. But then you've got Trevor Siemian, who got the job done yesterday. So I wanted to ask you, who do you think should start at quarterback in 6 days when the Atlanta Falcons come to town? Do you think Taysom Hill is QB2 and Taysom Hill should go in there and he should be the guy? Or do you think keep Taysom Hill as what he is, the Swiss Army knife, and start Trevor Siemian? I would think the Saints would be okay in either of those situations.
Now, you said Trevor Siemian got the job done, but how much was QB3 playing and how much was Tom Brady beating himself by throwing picks?
Well, the Saints defense played great, Coleman, and the Saints defense has been playing great for the last couple of years. The Saints defense has done real well, even though there was a part of that game yesterday where it looked like when the Saints had the big lead, 23-7 they were up. And then Tampa came back and took the lead. But then the Saints came back, got the lead back, and the defense held their ground. Look, yesterday you could say Siemian and the defense or the defense and Siemian. But the fact that they had Trevor Siemian ready to go. Again, he started for a little bit in Denver. He's played on a few different teams. But he came in and he got the job done. For a guy that hasn't played very much football in a while, very impressive.
It seems like we've been going through this for the past three seasons, whether it was two seasons ago where Bridgewater had to come in because Drew Brees injured his thumb, or last year when Drew Brees was out because of a collapsed lung and all that, you had the combination of Hill and Winston, and now this year, once again, our starting QB is out mid-season. It seems like we go through this for the last three seasons, we've gone through the same thing. Even at the beginning of this season, when Drew Brees retired, we were wondering who's going to be our quarterback. And now here we are, mid-season, we're asking the same question. Who's going to be our quarterback? We seem to ask that question mid-season for the last three seasons.
Well, that's where we're at now. But think about it. Before that, Coleman, there wasn't an issue with the quarterback position for a decade. Over a decade.
That's true.
There wasn't even there was no questions. There was nothing. Here's Drew Brees, but this is the situation the Saints are in now. I'll be honest with you. I think the Saints should start Siemian and keep Taysom Hill as Taysom Hill. Have him come in sometimes, play a little bit of quarterback, and have him come in and play over here, play over there. The Swiss Army knife. That's what he does. Or do you think Taysom Hill should have the job as the starting quarterback as we move into the second half of the season? That's why if you're listening, I want you to text us. 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. Only one or two sentences.
Well, we have to appreciate Taysom Hill's his team mentality, because we all know he wants to start. We all know he wants to have his own team, but yet he's like, you know what? If the team wants me in whatever role, that's the role I'm going to play, and he doesn't complain about it. Because he mentioned during the offseason how he wants to be a head quarterback, whether you feel people feel like he has the skills or not, that's what he wants to do. But if the coach says, no, we need you to do this and do that and the other, he's willing to say, okay. So if next Sunday Hill has to take a back seat to Trevor, he'll do it, and he won't complain. He'll just do his job, even though I know he wants to lead a team.
Of course he wants to be QB1. That's what he wants.
Yeah, but he's willing to take a back seat to what he wants to do, what he needs to do to help the team.
But that's why I wanted to get your take on this. On this happy Monday morning after such a big win yesterday. I mean, who should start 6 days from now? Who should start in the Dome against the Atlanta Falcons? Look, Trevor Siemian got the job done.
This text says, can you please discuss Sean Payton's bonehead time management at the end?
Well, I don't know if it was that if it was that boneheaded. I think yesterday's win, to be honest with you, you got to give Sean Payton a lot of credit for yesterday's win, for having Trevor Siemian ready to go.
Well, Mark Amandabill says, start Sim, throw in a few plays to Hill, and get Cam Newton today.
You know, I heard people talking about that after the game yesterday. Cam Newton is still unemployed. He's hanging around someplace. And I heard some people say the Saints should contact Cam Newton. But right now we got Trevor Siemian and we got Taysom Hill. And, you know, I know they drafted their quarterback out of Notre Dame last year, Ian Book.
Yeah.
And who was really good in college. Evidently, though, Sean Payton doesn't think he's ready right now.
Yeah, and that's what this text says. It says you keep Siemian at QB and Taysom Hill at his spot and get another QB to back up Siemian. But why wouldn't Ian Book be able to back up Siemian? But like you just said, maybe Sean Payton just feels like he's not ready. And I guess this texter must feel the same way about Ian Book. If we have to find somebody to back up Siemian that's not Ian Book, maybe we still don't have that much faith in Ian Book as a even a backup quarterback. Wow.
Yeah, text us. And again, please never text while you're driving. But if your text is good, we will read it coming up on the show. It's just such a happy Monday morning. And I mean, it stinks that Jameis Winston hurt his knee and he's going to be out for a while. But who starts on Sunday for the Saints? I mean, Siemian got the job done. If you start him, you could still use Taysom Hill in all the different roles that we're used to seeing Taysom Hill in. 504-260-9595. If your text is good, keep it short. We'll read it coming up next on the show. In this morning's Big O. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. For his last meal, Oklahoma death row convict John Marion Grant ordered 2 bacon cheeseburgers, a gallon of ice cream, a large bag of barbecue-flavored potato chips, a package of Nutter Butter cookies, and 2 liters of Mr. Pibb. Doctors say that would likely have been his last meal, even if he hadn't been executed. Hey, coming up next, your texts on who should start at quarterback for the Saints on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Should it be Trevor Siemian or should it be Taysom Hill? He'll be back from his concussion. What do you think? That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment, I asked you who you think should start at quarterback in 6 days when the New Orleans Saints host the Atlanta Falcons. Do you think it should be Trevor Siemian, who came out of nowhere yesterday, QB3, and helped the Saints get a huge win? Or do you think it should be Taysom Hill? Taysom will be back this week from his concussion. The way I look at it, I mean, if you want to keep Taysom Hill as the Swiss Army knife, which he is, he can play a little bit of here, a little bit of there, a little bit over this way, a little bit over that way, then start Trevor Siemian. I asked you to text us.
This first text says, the reason Taysom Hill is hurt is because of using him as a Swiss Army knife.
So Texter, you don't want to use him as a Swiss Army knife anymore? That's what made him Taysom Hill.
This text said, you got to start Siemian. He did it yesterday, and confidence is a huge part. His confidence is up, so run with that. This text says, Taysom has seniority. Start him. I like that point. This text says, QB3 didn't get it done. The D got it done.
They both got it done. And when we mentioned, I mean, the defense has been playing great for a couple of years. But Siemian got the job done along with the defense. Absolutely.
This text says, screw Newton. Don't take away from Siemian. See what he's really got and let him go with it.
Yeah, there were some people that said the Saints should contact Cam Newton and say, hey, Cam, what are you doing these days?
This text says, there's a certain loyalty we need to show Taysom in this situation. We should give him the starting job because he is next in line. And if it doesn't work out, then we put him back as the X factor. Once again, that, I think that makes logical sense. He is next in line, so there you go. Ricky says, please, I don't want Cam Newton in New Orleans. Would be a locker room cancer, especially with MT and CJGJ. I wish him all the best, but keep him out, too. Chris says, I think the defense playing solid enough to take some of the pressure off. Don't mess with the gameplay unless you absolutely have to and it's absolutely necessary. And if we do go get Cam Newton, I won't watch any more games.
Well, could you imagine that? Think about that for a second. You go back a couple of years, and if you thought as a Saints fan, you know, Jameis Winston is going to be our quarterback. Cam Newton might be our quarterback. I mean, any Saints fan a couple of years ago would have said, huh? What?
Richie Nabita says, do we sign another QB or start Trevor? I don't think we should sign it. We have enough, right, with Ian Book and everything? I keep pronouncing her name wrong. The Shia says, I agree with y'all. Put the Hill at the second half. Either way, we got to beat the Dirty Birds. Dix Tech says, mix it up and keep them guessing. Solid.
Yeah, and Atlanta stinks this year, by the way.
Rob says, Peyton will start Hill in, with Trevor rotating. This will be a run-first offense, especially with Ingram back. And Roy C. says, this win is on top of that, talking about the wins that you were talking about, the best Saints wins. The number one win of the game and the number one win of history and better than the Super Bowl. That's from Roy.
Well, Roy, and again, if you're just joining us, I said, where does yesterday's win against the champions rank when it comes to New Orleans Saints wins? I said the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game leading to the Super Bowl and the Atlanta game here after Hurricane Katrina when we opened the dome again. Those were the biggest games I think of. Those are the biggest wins the Saints ever had, and I would put yesterday's win right up there behind those. We appreciate your texts. Thank you. And we always invite you to text our show. anytime during our show about whatever you want. And always keep it short. And if your text is good, we'll read it on the show. We're always looking for that. And please never text while you're driving. Coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. I mean, we still have a couple of the things we want to get to, but this morning is all about the Saints and the win yesterday and the city of New Orleans looking like the city of New Orleans that we all know and love.
Well, it's Monday, so we got all week. We have all week to sort out what we want to talk about.
Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. A happy Monday morning here in the city of New Orleans after yesterday's big Saints win over the champs, over Tom Brady. Good stuff. It was great to see Mark Ingram back, too. And he had a couple of good runs. They gave him the game ball. And by the way, he's not the only Ingram number 14 here in the city of New Orleans. The Pelicans' Brandon Ingram is number 14 as well. So we've got two Ingrams who wear number 14 now in this city. And I know it stunk. Jameis Winston got hurt. He hurt his knee. And it looks pretty bad. But he went to the hospital when they carted him off the field. And then he came back to the Superdome after he was done at the hospital. And he was in the locker room dancing on one leg. Jameis Winston may be the best one-legged dancer I've ever seen. Because the Saints were celebrating in the locker room yesterday after the game. And boy, just a fantastic win. And just to be in the city yesterday, and I mentioned it on the show earlier this morning, it was like New Orleans used to be. It was like the city we all know and love after the last, 19 months, over a year and a half of all the crap we've gone through. It was so good. Before the game, Coleman and I were at the pregame party at Vintage Rock Club. That place absolutely rules. I think it's the only club in New Orleans, maybe one of the only clubs in the country that just cranks rock music all the time.
Classic rock music, all the hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, and they got the videos that go with it, and just a great place to hang out.
Back to Jameis Winston, how many people leave the hospital and go back to work? Most people, when they leave the hospital, they go home. But he left the hospital and went to the job.
That's right.
It's crazy.
That's how great it was yesterday in the Dome. And something else happened this weekend as well. Well, besides Halloween and besides the big Saints win, the sports book room opened at a few different places, a few different casinos here in Louisiana. And in New Orleans here at Harrah's, it opened up. And the first person to make a wager, a legal wager in a sports book room in the state of Louisiana, was Bobby Hebert.
Great young man.
Former Saints quarterback, and he works at our sister station here, WWL. He went in, and he laid down $1,100 on the Saints.
Cha-ching!
Getting 4 points against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he won that wager, and everything he won went to the Second Harvest Food Bank. If feed a bunch of people. So that was memorable. I mean, the very first person to make a legal sports bet in a sports book room here in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, $1,100. If it was me, I'd have put $11 down.
Well, everybody's different, Coleman.
I noticed, trust me.
Yeah, Bobby does pretty well for himself. just fantastic. And again, I can't think of a Monday morning where I've been in a better mood. I just hope this. I hope we're back. I hope the city is back. I hope, and it stays this way. This is what we all know and love about New Orleans. We saw it yesterday, but we haven't seen much of it in over a year and a half.
That is a pretty great Monday, but I think I inadvertently pissed one of our listeners off by pronouncing the name incorrectly, and I want to apologize for that. But luckily, she gave us some insight on how to pronounce the name correctly, therefore we don't have any confusion in the future.
Say it after me. D-Shay.
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 Like Shay Butter. D-Shay.
D-Shay. Right, I think I got it now.
Or just Shay.
Or just Shay.
Not D-Sha. Lord.
So she texts us, and you pronounced her name wrong, so she decided to make that recording for
yeah,
you? And
to make sure I get, because I always butcher her name, and she always tells me the right way, but I never grasp the concept. But now that I've audibly heard it, D-Shay. All right, I got it from now. D-Shay. All right, I got it.
Well, thank you for listening, D-Shay, and thank you for texting us. We always love to see your texts if you're listening. Hey, you know, and next week when the Atlanta Falcons come to town, they're not going to be with they're going to be without their best wide receiver, Calvin Ridley. Yesterday, for the second time this season, he missed a game for personal reasons.
Uh-oh.
And he tweeted. And we're seeing more of this now. We never used to see anything like this before. This was never ever accepted before. But now it is. Here's what he tweeted, Coleman. These past few weeks have been very challenging, and as much as I'd like to be on the field competing with my teammates, I need to step away from football at this time and focus on my mental well-being. This will help me be the best version of myself now and in the future. I want to thank my teammates, the entire Atlanta Falcons organization, our great fans, my friends, and my family for all their support during this time. Calvin Ridley. So now you've got people saying, I'm not gonna work. I'm not gonna play. I've got to deal with mental health issues. And we would have never seen this before. But ever since the Olympian.
Simone Biles, I believe.
Simone Biles was having some mental health issues. Now we're seeing this. Although I don't know if that would work in a lot of jobs. I don't know if you woke up this morning and I'm having some issues. I should just call my boss and say I'm not going to work today because I'm having some mental health issues. I mean, is that going to be acceptable?
Well, there's two ways I'm looking at it, especially if you're a professional athlete on a big stage. See, now we live in a time of social media where every bit of criticism that you can give an athlete is right there, readily available. See, back in the day, athletes didn't have to deal with, you know, the fans, you know, constantly sending them hate mail and all this. They had to deal with, you know, news outlets criticizing them, and they dealt with it, you know. But now it's in their face. Every play that they make, somebody's tweeting. Every one little mistake they make, somebody's tweeting about it. One little misstep, somebody's tweeting about it. So they're constantly being berated. And another way to look at it is maybe these younger generation of athletes are trying to hold themselves to the standard of their heroes, and they realize they probably can't take the pressure. Like maybe some of these young guys look up to guys like Bo Jackson and the basketball player, Charles Barkley, you know, these men that were like stand up, you know, they were boom, they were brutes, but they can't envision themselves living up to that standard. So they're holding themselves back because they don't have that kind of killer instinct and it's that pressure to be like their heroes or be better than their heroes. Plus the pressure of all the fans criticizing them every step of the way may have a factor to do with their mental health.
But it just shows you how times have changed. Because you go back a few years, what do you mean you're not coming to work because you're having some mental health issues? What do you mean? I remember when I was a kid, with my parents, there was no excuse for anything. What do you mean you didn't get that job done? What do you mean you didn't do this? What do you mean you messed that up? There was no, none of that. But it just goes to show you how times are changing, and how now all of a sudden people's mental health is every bit as important as their physical health.
Well, would a job be looked at negatively if they say, yes, please go take care of your mental health, but we're going to replace you? Like, we're going to say if the job is causing you some sort of mental stress, hey, we believe in you. Go take care of your mental health. However, don't worry about coming in the next week.
You think that wouldn't help their mental health?
It may be if the job is causing them stress, right? Mm. If the job is causing you stress, we don't want to be the cause of your stress. We'll let you go.
All right, well, coming up, we still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, Aerosmith and Alice in Chains. That's who Bayou 95.7 is. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Georgia man faces prison time after using COVID-19 relief loan to buy a $50,000 Pokemon card. A Georgia man pleaded guilty this past Thursday to illegally obtaining a coronavirus relief loan and using more than $57,000 of the money to buy a collectible Pokemon card.
Cha-ching!
His name is Vinith Outozamine.
You idiot!
And he's from Dublin, Georgia. He faces up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of wire fraud. You know, I've seen a few stories like this. There was a guy in Miami, Florida, who got a big COVID loan, and he bought a brand new car, and I mean a really, really high-end, expensive, nice car. And they pinched him for that. See, it's because of people like this that things get taken advantage of. You know, our country is great. It's there to help people when they're down. Our country has no problem with throwing people some money when they need it. But then when they see things like this, what do you mean you took $57,000 of your COVID-19 relief fund check and you bought a collectible Pokemon card.
But even with the guy that screwed the government with an automobile, at least that's something you can viably use. You can use it as transportation to get places. What could this guy really do with a Pokemon card that's useful to humanity, society, or himself?
Play Pokemon?
Not with a collectible. You can't play with that. You got to keep that in a frame somewhere. It's literally useless. Just to go, look at that Pokemon card. I always thought, I've never came across that much money in my life. And I always imagined what I would do if I had that kind of money. And I always go to maybe I would start a business, get some stuff done at the house. This guy spent $57,000 on a goddamn card.
And it's interesting because he submitted false information when he applied for the COVID-19 relief loan for an entertainment services business he claimed to own. They said he lied about how many people he employed, as well as his business's annual revenues. He received $85,000 from the COVID-19 loan program. And he used $57,789 of it to buy a Pokemon trading card.
So he used close to 70% of the money to buy a card. A card, a collectible Pokemon card.
Yeah.
A grown-ass man, John, not a kid. This is a grown-ass man. Makes me wonder what he did with the other, 20-something thousand that he had left.
Well, you see stuff like this, it gets you frustrated because, again, you know, our country is there to help a man, a woman when they're down. Here, you need some bucks, and that's what they're doing there. But then you get people who just take advantage of it and who lie about it. And we've seen, again, a bunch of people do this with the COVID relief loan money. So the Georgia man who will go to prison after using COVID-19 relief loan to buy a $57,000 Pokemon card. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
On Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. A happy Monday morning here in the city of New Orleans after yesterday's big Saints win over the champs, over Tom Brady. Good stuff. It was great to see Mark Ingram back too, and he had a couple of good runs. They gave him the game ball. And by the way, he's not the only Ingram number 14 here in the city of New Orleans. The Pelicans' Brandon Ingram is number 14 as well. So we've got two Ingrams who wear number 14 now in this city. And I know it stunk. Jameis Winston got hurt. He hurt his knee. And it looks pretty bad. But he went to the hospital when they carted him off the field. And then he came back to the Superdome after he was done at the hospital, and he was in the locker room dancing on one leg. Jameis Winston may be the best one-legged dancer I've ever seen, because the Saints were celebrating in the locker room yesterday after the game, and boy, just a fantastic win. And just to be in the city yesterday, and I mentioned it on the show earlier this morning, it was like New Orleans used to be. It was like the city we all know and love after the last, 19 months, over a year and a half of all the crap we've gone through. It was so good. Before the game, Coleman and I were at the pregame party at Vintage Rock Club. That place absolutely rules. I think it's the only club in New Orleans, maybe one of the only clubs in the country that just cranks rock music all the time.
Classic rock music, all the hits. From the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, and they got the videos that go with it, and just a great place to hang out.
Back to Jameis Winston, how many people leave the hospital and go back to work? Most people, when they leave the hospital, they go home. But he left the hospital and went to the job.
That's right.
It's crazy.
That's how great it was yesterday in the Dome. And something else happened this weekend as well. Well, besides Halloween and besides the big Saints win, the sports book room opened at a few different places, a few different casinos here in Louisiana. And in New Orleans here at Harrah's, it opened up, and the first person to make a wager, a legal wager in a sports book room in the state of Louisiana, was Bobby Hebert.
Great young man.
Former Saints quarterback, and he works at our sister station here, WWL. He went in, and he laid down $1,100 on the Saints.
Cha-ching!
Getting 4 points against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he won that wager, and everything he won went to the Second Harvest Food Bank. Feed a bunch of people. So that was memorable. I mean, the very first person to make a legal sports bet in a sports book room here in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, $1,100. If it was me, I'd have put $11 down.
Well, everybody's different, Coleman.
I noticed, trust me.
Yeah, Bobby does pretty well for himself. Just fantastic. And again, I can't think of a Monday morning where I've been in a better mood. I just hope this, I hope we're back. I hope the city is back. I hope, and it stays this way. This is what we all know and love about New Orleans. We saw it yesterday, but we haven't seen much of it in over a year and a half.
That is a pretty great Monday, but I think I inadvertently pissed one of our listeners off by pronouncing the name incorrectly, and I want to apologize for that. But luckily, she gave us some insight on how to pronounce the name correctly, therefore we don't have any confusion in the future.
Say it after me. D-Shay.
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 Like Shay Butter. D-Shay.
D-Shay. All right, I think I got it now.
Or
just Shay.
Not D-Shay. Lord.
So she texts us, and you pronounced her name wrong, so she decided to make that recording for you?
And to make sure I get, because I always butcher her name, and she always tells me the right way, but I never grasp the concept. But now that I've audibly heard it, D-Shay, D-Shay. All right, I got it from now. D-Shay. All right, I got it.
Well, thank you for listening, D-Shay, and thank you for texting us. We always love to see your texts, if you're listening. Hey, you know, and next week, when the Atlanta Falcons come to town, they're not going to be with, they're going to be without their best wide receiver. Calvin Ridley, yesterday, for the second time this season, he missed a game for personal reasons.
Uh-oh.
And he tweeted. And we're seeing more of this now. We never used to see anything like this before. This was never ever accepted before. But now it is. Here's what he tweeted, Coleman. These past few weeks have been very challenging, and as much as I'd like to be on the field competing with my teammates, I need to step away from football at this time and focus on my mental well-being. This will help me be the best version of myself now and in the future. I want to thank my teammates, the entire Atlanta Falcons organization, our great fans, my friends, and my family for all their support during this time. Calvin Ridley. So now you've got people saying, I'm not gonna work. I'm not gonna play. I've got to deal with mental health issues. And we would have never seen this before. But ever since the Olympian,
Simone Biles
was having some mental health issues. Now we're seeing this. Although I don't know if that would work in a lot of jobs. I don't know if you woke up this morning and I'm having some issues. I should just call my boss and say I'm not going to work today because I'm having some mental health issues. Is that going to be acceptable?
Well, there's two ways I'm looking at it, especially if you're a professional athlete on a big stage. See, now we live in a time of social media where every bit of criticism that you can give an athlete is right there readily available. See, back in the day, athletes didn't have to deal with, you know, the fans, you know, constantly sending them hate mail and all this. They had to deal with, you know, news outlets criticizing them, and they dealt with it, you know. But now it's in their face. Every play that they make, somebody's tweeting. Every one little mistake they make, somebody's tweeting about it. One little misstep, somebody's tweeting about it. So they're constantly being berated. And another way to look at it is maybe these younger generation of athletes are trying to hold themselves to the standard of their heroes, and they realize they probably can't take the pressure. Like maybe some of these young guys look up to guys like Bo Jackson and the basketball player, Charles Barkley, you know, these men that were like stand up, you know, they were brutes, but they can't envision themselves living up to their standards. So they're holding themselves back because they don't have that kind of killer instinct and it's that pressure to be like their heroes or be better than their heroes. Plus the pressure of all the fans criticizing them every step of the way may have a factor to do with their mental health.
But it just shows you how times have changed. Because you go back a few years, what do you mean you're not coming to work because you're having some mental health issues? What do you mean? I remember when I was a kid, with my parents, there was no excuse for anything. What do you mean you didn't get that job done? What do you mean you didn't do this? What do you mean you messed that up? There was no, none of that. But it just goes to show you how times are changing, and how now all of a sudden people's mental health is every bit as important as their physical health.
Well, would a job be looked at negatively if they say, yes, please go take care of your mental health, but we're going to replace you? Like, we're going to say if the job is causing you some sort of mental stress, hey, we believe in you. Go take care of your mental health. However, don't worry about coming in the next week.
You think that wouldn't help their mental health?
It may be if the job is causing them stress, right? Mm. If the job is causing you stress, we don't want to be the cause of your stress. We'll let you go.
All right, well, coming up, we still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, Aerosmith and Alice in Chains. That's who Bayou 95.7 is. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Georgia man faces prison time after using COVID-19 relief loan to buy a $50,000 Pokemon card. A Georgia man pleaded guilty this past Thursday to illegally obtaining a coronavirus relief loan and using more than $57,000 of the money to buy a collectible Pokemon card.
Cha-ching!
His name is Vinith Audozamine.
You idiot!
And he's from Dublin, Georgia. He faces up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of wire fraud. You know, I've seen a few stories like this. There was a guy in Miami, Florida, who got a big COVID loan, and he bought a brand new car, and I mean a really, really high-end, expensive, nice car. And now they pinched him for that. See, it's because of people like this that things get taken advantage of. You know, our country is great. It's there to help people when they're down. Our country has no problem with throwing people some money when they need it. But then when they see things like this, What do you mean you took $57,000 of your COVID-19 relief fund check and you bought a collectible Pokemon card?
But even with the guy that screwed the government with an automobile, at least that's something you can viably use. You can use it as transportation to get places. What could this guy really do with a Pokemon card that's useful to humanity, society, or himself?
Play Pokemon?
Not with a collectible. You can't play with that. You got to keep that in a frame somewhere. It's literally useless. Just to go, look at that Pokemon card. I always thought, I've never came across that much money in my life. And I always imagined what I would do if I had that kind of money. And I always go to maybe I would start a business, get some stuff done at the house. This guy spent $57,000 on a goddamn card.
And it's interesting because he submitted false information when he applied for the COVID-19 relief loan for an entertainment services business he claimed to own. They said he lied about how many people he employed, as well as his business's annual revenues. He received $85,000 from the COVID-19 loan program. And he used $57,789 of it to buy a Pokemon trading card.
So he used close to 70% of the money to buy a card. A card, a collectible Pokemon card.
Yeah.
A grown-ass man, John, not a kid. This is a grown-ass man. Makes me wonder what he did with the other, 20-something thousand that he had left.
Well, you see stuff like this, it gets you frustrated because, again, you know, our country is there to help a man, a woman when they're down. Here, you need some bucks, and that's what they're doing there. But then you get people who just take advantage of it and who lie about it. And we've seen, again, a bunch of people do this with the COVID relief loan money. So the Georgia man who will go to prison after using COVID-19 relief loan to buy a $57,000 Pokemon card. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.